Wonderwall. That's Oasis on Nova 103.5. Now, most of us hopefully have a pension, some kind of retirement savings to look forward to being able to have a couple of years of leisure later on after working our whole lives. If you do have any kind of pension or retirement investment, well, then the Retirement Funds Institute of Namibia is probably a name that you might not have heard about, but definitely plays a role in your life. They represent the retirement funds industry in negotiations with government authorities on matters that affect retirement funds, affect the members of retirement funds, and indeed all the different stakeholders. In the studio with me this morning, I have Chantal Klutter. Chantal, you said you deal with the secretarial and administration roles, and you're currently here representing the directors of the RFIN. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, David. Thank you so much for having us.
So we gave a bit of a, you know, my layman's outline of what the RFIN is. But, you know, maybe elaborate for us, you know, what is the economic contribution of the RFIN and its members to Namibia's economy?
Okay. So you have mentioned that the Retirement Funds Institute of Namibia's main objective is to represent the retirement industry of Namibia and to protect and to promote the basically the members' interests. So collectively, the membership of the organization manages about a billion assets sure. that are invested across Namibia that ultimately helps with the economic growth, job creation, and national savings.
So it's an interesting because obviously, I mean, we as individuals, we put that money aside, you know, to look after ourselves one day. But by putting that money aside, you're actually contributing to economic growth because obviously it needs to be invested. Yes. The retirement fund itself needs to ensure that it grows so that it can pay back the members. What kind of investments do retirement funds generally invest in?
Oh, it really depends on the board of trustees.
Okay.
What usually happens is they would appoint an asset manager or investment manager that would give them the best investment strategy for what their objectives are and what they want to reach.
Okay. Now, I believe you've got an upcoming conference as well. What are some of the key highlights and what's the conference all about?
Great. So we're very excited. It's going to be the 17th annual conference that Riffin will be hosting. We are hosting at the Mercure Hotel Conference Center on the 20th and 21st of August. The theme this year will be Leading in a Changing World. And we're very excited to have Mr. Keith Coates. He's a leadership expert, author, speaker, and facilitator. So we'll have him, and we will also have Ms. Tanya Hopke, who will do a cyber risk management session for us. So we're really looking forward to that. And many other exceptional speakers that we have over the 2 days. We also have a gala dinner on the 20th of August with a lovely entertainment that is lined up. So we're very excited.
So is this only for members? Is it open to the general public?
It's open to the general public. Mm. Anybody that's interested in learning about the retirement funds industry and, you know, if you know a little bit about Keith and you're excited to hear what he has to say, please come and register. We would love to see you.
Okay. Talking about that registration then, if someone is interested, how can they register? Are there costs involved?
Yes, so registration is important. The registration link is on all our social media platforms and on our website. They can just find our link over there. Or they can contact me at secretary@rfin.com.na and I can give them the information as well. There are costs associated with it. I can share that on email as well.
Okay, perfect. So there we go. Either send an email or just do a search on social media or on your favorite search engine for the Retirement Funds Institute of Namibia or even just RFIN and it will come up for you. Yeah, with Keith Coates there, it's definitely a conference that you don't want to miss. Chantal, thanks so much for having come in and chatted to us this morning.
Thank you so much, David.